This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts second baseman Matt Nuzzo. Matt, welcome back to the Lugnuts. You joined the team right back at the start of April for the Crosstown Showdown. What were you doing in between the times?
I headed back to Florida to extend to spring training, and from there I went to the Florida State League for a couple weeks. Didn't play much there, went back to extended, and then at the beginning of June just got the call up to here, so it's good to be back.
What do you do in extended spring training?
Extended spring training is, you know, pretty much what it describes. It's just an extension of spring training. You get there early in the morning in the heat, and you know, and the days are pretty long, and you practice in the morning and play games in the afternoon, and the good thing about it is you get a lot of reps, you get a lot of work, and you know, you get out of it what you put in. So I worked hard down there, and I got an opportunity here that I'm grateful for now. So,
you were drafted by the Toronto Blue Jays in the 24th round back in 2009. Mm-hmm. Where were you when you heard that you'd been drafted?
I was in my room, my bedroom, sitting there listening to it online with my girlfriend and my brother. It's actually a funny story because my brother was downstairs listening to it on the cable connection. It's a stronger connection down there, so it's a little delayed upstairs. So he heard it first, and then I heard some commotion, and I heard it on my laptop upstairs. And you know, that's a day that everyone who's drafted, you know, remembers very well, because you get to share it with family and friends, and that's put smiles on the people that are close to you, and that's the best part about it.
Were the Blue Jays one of the teams you were thinking might be one of the teams that might draft you?
Yeah, I had pretty strong interest from five or six teams, and I knew, you know, but once it starts getting going, you kind of just forget about it. You just hope your name's called, and you get that call. So, you know, I'm grateful for the Blue Jays giving me the opportunity to, you know, follow my dream.
I believe it was 3 days after you were drafted, you were immediately on that plane heading down to Florida. What was the next step?
Yeah, well, like you said, it's a pretty quick transition, and you get down there for mini camp, and you kind of don't know what to expect. You know, this guy, what happens is you meet with the guys that are still in extended, and I really didn't know all the ins and outs of you know, the program and what different teams were where and this and that, so you just kind of try to, you know, not get lost and not get lost down there, and you just go down there and do mini camp for a couple days, and then they assign you to a league, and I was assigned to the Gulf Coast League my first year, and it's been quite a ride so far. You know, like I said, I'm happy to be up in Lansing now.
We just had the Major League Baseball draft. What advice would you give a kid out of college who's just been drafted?
I mean, you know, it's an honor to be drafted by, you know, an organization. You know, they've put time in to see you play, and they're giving you an opportunity to play. And you know, there are a lot of things in this game you can't control, and you know, but one thing you can always control is how much you put in, how hard you work, how you react to different things, and you know, just, you know, do what they did to get here. You know, a lot of guys will try harder, and sometimes that's not a good thing. You just gotta, you know, stay within yourself and control what you can control.
What's the difference between you as a player right now and you as a player a couple of years back?
Oh, man, I don't think this interview is long enough for me to tell you that. You learn a lot, man. I mean, you're surrounded with a lot of baseball guys that know a lot, have been around the game for a while, and, you know, just technical things with my swing, and most importantly, the mind. It's a struggle all the time, a constant struggle to get that major league level mind where you're every day you're in every pitch, and you're mentally strong. This is a game of failure. You're going to fail more than you succeed, especially as a hitter. And it's all about how you come back from those times you fail. You know, you want to get on base as much as you can for your team, but you know you can't do it every time. It's just out of your control. So the mindset's one of the most important things, and I've grown a lot since I first got here with that.
Speaking to Lansing Lugnuts infielder Matt Nuzzo. Matt, how do you spend your winters?
My first year in off-season, I was actually a substitute teacher at my old high school, which was awesome. I loved working with the kids and actually teaching. It was a little nerve-wracking because I had to get up and teach a couple classes, and you know, you think it's hard out here, getting nervous out there. I get in front of a couple 14, 15-year-old kids, you know, but once I got up there, it was actually pretty fun. And this last off-season, I just worked at a restoration company that I worked at when I was a kid, and worked out, and pretty much that's my whole day, is just working, and then I go right to the gym, and then right to hitting, and you know, and it's tough, it's long days again, but you know, you got to put in your work. Then that's the most important time.
If not baseball, what would you be doing?
You know, I couldn't tell you. I'm one of those guys that puts everything into what he's doing at the moment, and you know, I played football in college too, and you know, majored in history and economics at Brown. You know, there's a bunch of things I could be doing, maybe coach, but I know somehow it would be connected with sports. That's my life, you know, that's how I've grown up, loving it, and, you know, you can learn a lot from sports, all sports. So.
Finally, you played football. You played football for a powerhouse in high school, played football in college, too. Is there any lessons that you learned in football that you can relate to baseball?
Man, I mean, football is a great game just like baseball is, and, you know, you really learn that team concept in football, you know, that, you know, if one guy's, you know, struggling, the other guy has to pick him up, and you know, that's the best part about sports, in my opinion, is the people you're surrounded with, and, you know, and I have lifelong friends that I've met, and, you know, that I had in high school, grew up with, played through Pop Warner, same in college, people that I'll remember forever, and, I mean, I love this group of guys. This is a lot of my draft class, and you know, the relationships with your teammates, you know, at the end of the day, you know, when you're 60 years old, looking back on things, that, you know, the people you met throughout the way, the people that helped you get over the bumps, and, you know, same thing goes with football, any sport, like I said, and I'm grateful for that, and I'm grateful for, you know, the opportunity to be here, back with my friends, playing.
Lansing Lugnuts infielder Matt Nuzzo. Matt, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, appreciate it.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Big Country 92.1.